peace and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is Jesus the Son of God? Well, is he? Well, of course he is. The Father said so at his baptism in the Jordan River. You are my Son, the Father declared. I love you. I'm so pleased with you, and I'm so pleased with what you're doing. And what was Son of God Jesus doing that pleased his Father so much? Son of God Jesus was all about doing a Good Friday dying. Jesus had a one-track mind: suffering, death on the cross, and rising from the dead on the third day. Yeah, it's Johnny One-Note Jesus. He is the one and only sacrifice that atones for the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus will pour out his divine blood on the cross to purify us all from our sin. Son of God Jesus will do whatever it takes to save all of us from everlasting damnation in order to give all of us heaven. And the Father loves it. He's delighted. That's just his cup of tea. Do you see him? The Father says, that's my Son. And so Son of God Jesus begins to do the salvation job for you as he takes on your bitterest and most dreaded enemy. Who's that? Satan? Yes, the father of all lies, the murderer from the beginning. Yes, Satan, the fallen angel, the old wicked foe who means you deadly woe. Guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth, he has no equal until today. Son of God Jesus, fresh from his baptism, goes forth to war. For you and for your salvation, he fights. The valiant one, whom God the Father has elected, Jesus himself. There he is, Son of God Jesus, of Sabaoth Lord. And there's none other God. He is the one who holds the field forever. You and I couldn't have fought this battle against Satan and won. Seriously, we couldn't have. No matter how hard we'd try. Faced with the onslaught of Satan's temptation, we'd have all failed miserably. Colossally, just like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. We're their children, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. We've all inherited their original sin. We do not trust God to be God for us. We don't believe his word. We're not content to be human beings. We hanker to be little divinities, just like who? Just like our father and mother, Adam and Eve. And so for you and for your salvation, the Holy Spirit acts. He leads Jesus somewhere. He leads Jesus onto Satan's soil, the wilderness. Jesus battles our enemy on our enemy's turf. 40 days of temptation, like Israel was tempted 40 years in her wilderness wandering. If you are the Son of God, Satan religiously begins, then be the Son of God the way I say. Trust my words. Trust me, not your father. He's MIA. He's a deadbeat dad. Where is he? Oh, I'm here, Jesus. I'll take care of you. I'll help you. Call me stepdaddy Satan. Oh, you're hungry? I hear your stomach rumbling. You poor boy. Take care of yourself. Turn this stone into bread. Your MIA father hasn't given you anything, but I will. Do you see all the kingdoms of the world? Oh, worship me this once. Put your trust in me just one time, and I'll give you all of the world's immense glory and power. Hey, you're going to Jerusalem, right, Jesus? Well, here you are. Here's how I suggest that you do a Jerusalem. Jump off the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem. At least the Father's angels will catch you. They'll at least do their duty, according to Psalm 91. Yeah, be the Son of God that way. My way. Get over that Good Friday dying on the cross obsession. What will the Son of God do? Will he live by Satan's words or by his Father's? Will he be the devil's son of God, or the Father's son of God? How Son of God Jesus deals with these delicious and delectable temptations is of the utmost importance for you. This is salvationally important, how he deals with them. Your salvation is at stake by what Jesus does in this battle with Satan. If Jesus succumbs to the satanic temptations like Adam, Eve, Israel, and all of us, then what happens? We don't have a Savior, and Satan wins. Satan then is your Lord, not Jesus. Hell is your home, not heaven. If Son of God, Good Friday, Jerusalem dying on the cross, bearing all of your sin in his body, Jesus, never happens, then all your sin remains on you, and you will be hellishly damned with it. But I'm here to tell you that this is not the case. It's just the opposite. I have very good news for you. Listen, full of the Holy Spirit, Son of God Jesus does not listen to Satan's lies. Unlike Adam and Eve and Israel, he lives by faith in his Father's word. Satan, it is written, man does not live by bread alone. Deuteronomy 8. Satan, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Deuteronomy 6. Satan, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, Deuteronomy 6. Do you see, brothers and sisters? Do you see how Son of God Jesus repels and rebuffs Satan? He does it with what? The Word of God. Jesus trusts the Word. One little word can fell Satan. This is how Jesus goes forth to war against the devil. And so Satan retreats. He counts his losses. He licks his wounds. He waits, as the text says, for, did you catch it? An opportune time. An opportune time to attack and do battle against Son of God Jesus another time. A last-ditch effort. Throwing everything that he has against Jesus. To use the language of World War II experts, let me put it this way, Satan will pull another battle of the bulge. Perhaps then Jesus will grow weary of the Son of God vocation in the way of his Father, ditch his Good Friday on the cross craze, join the dark side, and abandon all of you to be damned with your sin in a forevermore, never-ending hell. That final opportune time comes. It takes place in Son of God Jesus' passion, the last week of his life. What happens the last week of his life? Here's what happens. Satan enters Judas to betray Jesus. Satan seeks to sift Jesus' disciples like wheat. Jesus, you remember when he greets his captors in the garden, he says, this is your hour when darkness reigns. The opportune time comes when Satan uses the crowds, the rulers, the soldiers, and even one of the criminals hanging next to Jesus as his instruments, as his satanic mouth, in order to tempt Jesus one last time. Listen to the temptation. It goes like this. Let him save himself. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. Save himself? How satanic. Satan tempts Jesus to get off the cross, to be the Son of God, but not a Good Friday Son of God. Again, your salvation is at stake. If Jesus jumps off the cross to save himself, he's not your Savior, and you're left abandoned to be damned in your sin. But again, the very good news for you and for your salvation is this. It's that Jesus stays put. He is the Son of God, the Good Friday Son of God. He's not into saving himself. He's totally into saving you. And that's precisely what he's done. Yeah, he died for you. Salvation is yours. Really, it really is. It's truly and certainly yours. Now, brothers and sisters, it's true that the world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. I'm here to tell you, though, that he cannot harm you. He's judged. The Good Friday deed is done. One little word can fell him, and that word is, it is finished. Or, baptism now saves you. Or, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Or, I forgive you all your sins. Or, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Brothers and sisters, those are Christ's words. And with those words of promise, Son of God Jesus is by your side with his good gifts and spirit. Even though Satan, his demons, and his comrade, the world, are all eager to devour you, you tremble not. You fear no ill. They will not overpower you, for Satan is judged. The Good Friday salvation deed is done for you. Oh yes, yes, Satan and his cohorts may take your life. They may take your goods, your fame, your child, or wife. Though all of those things be gone, your victory has been won. The kingdom yours remaineth, in, with, and under. Good Friday, Son of God, Jesus. Have a happy Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.